parts of the Old Testament they're trying to ram down the throats of all the rest of us. And why doesn't Jerry Falwell have at least 10 wives so he could qualify as equivalent to David and Solomon and some of these other Old Testament heroes? It's really very puzzling, you know. Well, Tim arranged to have his head cryonically preserved based on the gamble that future science would be able to recreate Timothy Leary out of the information in his brain and the genetic code and so on. And then just before he died, he announced that he and the cryonics people had had a disagreement and he didn't want his head preserved after all. And the news went out that Tim's ashes were sent up, were preserved, and they were sent up in a rocket ship to circle the planet for a year or so. They went up with the ashes of Gene Roddenberry, creator of Star Trek, and Jerry O'Neill, the designer of the first space colony, which hasn't been built yet, but it can be built. Jerry O'Neill was a very practical physicist and engineer. His space colony could be built right now if anybody wanted to put the money and energy into it. And all three of them are circling. Their ashes are all circling up there. I hope they come down on Jerry Falwell's head. Well, anyway, now there's a movie out. It's called Timothy Leary's Dead. And the end of the movie, it shows Leary's head being cut off and preserved in a cryonics container. The idea of the movie is a fight with the cryonics people. It was all a big fake, worthy of Elmira or Orson Welles, maybe. He actually arranged that only his body would be sent up as ashes. His head has been preserved. The reason they went through this fake was to keep the government from taking too much interest in the cryonics process, which in Leary's case was...